Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd, looking like a flamboyant medieval prince in my new purple chair. I don't know where we got this from, but I like it. It feels nice. Before we get into this episode, I need you to head towards patreon.com/teawithmepodcast if you want to become official Sipper, if you want to make us official. Live stream episode every Friday, bonus episodes on a Monday, exclusive access to things. It's where it's all going on. And speaking of exclusive access, Dan, 23rd of September, we're doing the SSE Arena. Tea With Me live. It's going to be a huge spectacle. We've got a few surprises planned. And we are putting out the last quantity of tickets. The last helping of tea. You know, the pot is sitting there. It was full at the start. Now there's enough left for one cup. So if you want a cup of tea, get your ticket. Tickets are going to go out when, roughly, for this? We're hoping
this morning they'll have gone live.
So this morning the tickets will have gone out. They are quite literally the last tickets we can sell for SSE. We can't sell any more, otherwise it's the hall has to change shape and all that kind of thing, and we're not doing that. So these are the last tickets. Before we get into this episode, we are sponsored by none other than Manscaped. Studios changed slightly, but Manscaped are still the same. Look at this clear groin shaving gel. Ball deodorant, just deodorant as well. It's weird when Manscaped come out with a product that is just like fairly standard thing. You know, they're like, oh, there's got to be some ball connection here, but there isn't always. That's just deodorant for under your arms, and that deodorant's for under your scrotum. If you're still allowed to say that. Manscaped have everything. The number one immense below the belt grooming products. They've got a perfect performance package. They've got beard trimmers. You know, if you're a gentleman or lady who's that way inclined, you can shape it up with that. They've got everything. They've been sponsoring the podcast for a long time because the Sippers enjoy their products. Go to manscaped.com, use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. And speaking of hair, my guest for today, an episode we're recording today, has just walked in the studio, but don't say anything. But that is a hairy man. That is a hairy man right there. We're also sponsored by none other than NordVPN. Now, what is a VPN? It's a virtual private network. I know what it is, but in case you don't, I'll tell you what it is. It's a service that protects your internet connection and privacy online. It allows you to be, Dan, am I right in saying, it puts you in a secure tunnel.
Yeah, we know how much you love tunnels.
Pardon?
You know how much
I love tunnels. This is a virtual tunnel you get into so nobody can see your online data or reveal your IP address or location. If you're going on holiday this summer, NordVPN can help you get the cheapest deal on flights, because they do that. Once you search for flights once, then they know you're looking flights, so they jack the price up. You can change your virtual location by selecting a server in a country of your choice to see the pricing differences across the globe and choose the best deal. So we could be on, what, the Mozambique Skyscanner? It's the best one. Take your cybersecurity to the next level with NordVPN's threat protection feature. You don't even need to connect to a VPN server to make it work. I can't even believe that. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal. This is all obviously in the bio in the description of this episode. By going to nordvpn.com/teawithme, they get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan. And every purchase of 2-year plans will receive a bonus month on top. I can't be held back from this episode. This episode is what a slap that was, is one of the best Tea With Me episodes in recent times. Great episode. Willie T, returning favourite, Brona Diamond, on for her first appearance on Tea With Me. Let me tell you, this was an absolute blast. You're going to love this episode. I could wax lyrical about it, but I'm not going to hold you back from it any further. This is a Tea With Me episode with my friends William Thompson and Brona Diamond. Willie, you've done the podcast loads of times, but
yeah.
Brona, I always ask guests, I haven't done this in ages, people want me to bring back this question to start the podcast.
Right, okay.
Do you drink tea?
I do drink tea.
Much tea do you drink?
I'm more of a coffee drinker, right? But I'm married to an Englishman, and he is a weirdo. I know, me, Brona, Chucky R, la, 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 la. He is one of those weird people that doesn't drink tea or coffee, but his family's tea obsessed.
Right.
So they're, you know, as soon as you come into their house, it's just a cup of tea set down in front of you. You know, it's not even... The English are... I thought Irish people were like that just, but the English are kind of worse.
Yeah, especially in places like Yorkshire and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're very picky about their tea as well, right, aren't they? Like, there has to be Yorkshire tea.
It's not Yorkshire, it's shite. They have smaller cups in England.
They do!
And they drink like this.
I never.
Maybe I'm just thinking.
No, that's the queen. The thing is, though, my uncle. See if you give him a cup of tea and it's not at the brim, right?
Yeah.
Brim in Irish means fart, by the way. So every time I say that, it makes me laugh. If the cup isn't to the brim, like nearly falling over, he goes, "What am I, fucking English or something?" Like, I don't know what that means. I was like, what does it mean? And he'd go, is there a war on or something? Da, go, well, what are you, English or what? Is, da, of course there's a war on.
Da's love tea based bond. Like, I've never made my dad a cup of tea. And he said, son, that's brilliant. Thank you. That's my mission in life. He goes, is a cow there? Is a cow there? Fuck's sake.
I once heard my English friend calling it maiden's piss. And it took me ages to figure out. I was like, what? And she went, maiden's piss, Bruno. And I went,
Kieran Bartlett was definitely in a band called Maiden's Piss.
Yeah,
Maiden's
Piss. High school.
Partly because it was
really an Iron Maiden tribute act that he was in.
Yeah. Maiden's, I like, piss. Who made this? This cup of tea is a perfect cup of tea,
you like
might
it?
I say.
Tony,
yeah.
Made that.
It has to be.
Come on, Tony.
Milky but strong. Do you
know
what I mean?
You're in Hollywood now, Bon.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm definitely in Hollywood by the I still can't get over that Child's Play frame out the back.
No, I think you're talking about a public playground.
It's not a public playground.
It's out someone's garden.
It's somebody's garden.
Mr. Sebastian, we got you a play park.
Yeah. Bruno came in here and went, there's a climbing frame around the corner in some kid's garden and it doesn't look like it's going to blow down.
Yeah. Now,
but there's also a full playground here. I think you've seen the playground and went, no. Fuck these kids in Hollywood.
No, it's actually their back garden. It's because there's a house with nice glazed windows right there and the climbing frame. Double fucking glazed, right? Not even council. They're white. And I was like, and there's a sign outside that says, like, you know, parking for the resident. And I just thought to myself, that's the difference in Hollywood. In Hollywood, you're a resident.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, you're a tenant. Yeah. Right? It's different. All my mail says to the tenant and it's red, right? But this kid's climbing on one of these, you know, with a proper, bet you his daddy didn't bet she has a daddy to put it up. Right?
Are you walking around Hollywood seeing all these dads?
Here go. Endangered species. I was looking before, funnily enough, and there was this thing in America and it was all, bring your dad to school day. Right. And I went, you fucking wouldn't get that in West Belfast anyway. Everybody'd be looking at, there'd be one dad.
Bring your ma's boy to school day.
The new one. Which one are you? I used to have a mate that would come into school every day and say, my new daddy, right? And I remember like saying to her one day, I used to be jealous because she got new daddies and I didn't have any daddies, right? And I remember saying to her, like, your new daddy, oh, is that the one that got you the opal fruits? Showing me age here. And she went, no, that was me other new daddy. He's not my daddy anymore.
Right.
This is my new daddy. And yeah. I used to be like, she's a lucky bastard.
Baller move to come in with the opal fruits. Like,
Oh, aye. Right away, he was like, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
Her mouth swallows, get the opal fruits. I'm vulgar.
Her mouth swallows.
Give up, kid. No.
What should do for a pack of chewits? I like this one.
If you have to chew it, your sperm count's too high. Tell me.
For you come in with a Ferrero Rocher, she's like, just walk away. I'll do anything.
You spoil me, my mouth's boy.
Yeah. Mommy, I really like him. Yeah. Oh my god. Totally.
See, I did the pavilion on Monday there, and someone that was on after me as I was kind of like saying bye to someone and walking out. I'll not spoil the joke, but the guy was doing a joke about a priest giving him sweets, and he said
an original.
Like, he said
sorry,
Bruno the Cat Diamond is out.
I'm sorry.
By the way, is Bruno Diamond a stage name or is that your real?
That's
surname?
My real name. It's the only thing my dad gave me. I got it for my birthday. It is my real name. Loads of people do think that it's
a great like
name.
Stage name. Yeah.
Diamonds. They hard, not even hard as
some,
fuck.
They not even give you some opal fruits.
Opal fruits? No. Never got an opal fruit.
Learned something about your mum today.
I have an uncle fruit.
An uncle.
Yeah. Everybody has one. You know, the old uncle who's a wee bit late in his feet.
The guy. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is like East Belfast does this though. They just can't call someone gay or homosexual.
Just can't say, yeah,
right. Just
right.
Has to light on his feet.
Wee bit late in his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
In my family, you don't say gay, you just make a noise and a generic hand movement.
Right. Go, right.
He's a bit
The thing you're saying that to everyone.
In my family, whenever you say he's about, it means he just got out of flat 10. Do you know what I mean? Don't be near him, his volume hasn't kicked
in. Just got out of flat 10?
Flat 10. Have you never heard of flat 10?
No.
We are from different worlds.
Flat 10?
I don't know what flat 10 is.
You don't know what flat 10 is?
No.
Okay, flat 10.
Sounds like a band Kieran Bart was in high school.
It does. It does. Flat 10 is just shorthand for, it was the place that you went to if you had addiction problems or severe, probably drug-induced mental.
You know what we call that in Hollywood?
What?
Belfast.
Yeah. Ooh, that's fighting talk, Shane. That's fighting, although you're not wrong, right? I'm a realist. It's just that I would say, whenever I talk about Belfast, it's okay because I'm from there.
Right.
But you're not.
No.
So fuck up. It's like your sisters and brothers. I can say, like, see, our Lorraine, she does my fucking, but if my mate goes, she's a bit, I go, what the fuck are you all about? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So, okay.
Back off. Okay. You're from Holywood. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry that I didn't have a climbing frame in my back.
I'm also from Belfast.
It is. I'm only joking. Yeah, Shane, you have full permission to slag off Belfast.
Yes,
because you're an honorary scumbag.
Yes, do you know where I feel that the most? See, when I'm doing the feeler, you walk in and they just give you the nod.
Yeah.
See tonight, wee man. The shackles are off.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're like a torrent. The feel it is mental energy.
Yes.
Like, I love it.
It's just, there's a, you're just about keeping the cap on the bottle.
Yeah.
And there's Mentos in it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of Mentos in that room. Like, a lot of mental bastards.
Yes.
I'm in a room full of 500 patties. I'm like,
what is 500 patties? I know you're talking about Paddy McDonald.
Paddy McDonald.
I love that. Like, you can be a Protestant from here, though, identify as Unionist, Ulster man, British, and then you go to England and go, all right, Paddy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, ooh. But
when I did the field, there was like, in front of the stage, there was like three or four like security barriers up. Mm-hmm. And I was there with Paddy, and he went, fuck's sake, this is the only night they've had this up.
And I went, for their protection.
No, they had that up, and I went, here, have you put this up for me? And they went, yeah, I'll put that up for you. And I went, fucking leave it up.
Fucking no bigger.
Let's double these up.
Yeah. I thought you were going to try and be all bravado.
I was a hologram, like, I wasn't even there.
Yeah. He was just sitting in his bedroom going, do you know another thing about you bastards? That's what I love about Westies, though, as well. Like, you can turn around and go, you're a dick, and they'll go, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up. And they won't.
When did you get into stand-up?
When did I get in? About 2019, maybe. 2018, I think it was. Because I stopped drinking in 2016. And then I thought, how the fuck am I going to humiliate myself now?
Mm-hmm. So straight out of flat 10 and then
straight out of flat
10 minutes.
That's what it was, yeah. Straight out of flat 10 and thought, you know what, I reckon I have a good 15 minutes in me. I did a degree in drama and I wrote plays, and then I had so many kids that I didn't know whether or not I needed a shit or a haircut, and I thought, I would love...
How many kids?
Four.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Rookie numbers.
Still.
that's terrible.
Will he big dick from the brand pumped out more than that this week?
Well, my granny had, what, 9, and my Aunt May had 16, so I thought I'll just meet them in the middle there. And
holy shit.
Yeah, she married an Italian, a stallion. But I just thought...
Weird talk about your great-uncle like that.
That's the Opal Fruity uncle when he's joking. I just thought, you know what, it's on the bucket list. I want to do stand-up. I'll do it once.
Yeah.
And I wrote a set for the Pavilion. I said to Luke McGibbon, the be-all and end-all, and was like, can I do a wee set? And he went, yeah, how's tomorrow? And I was like, sweet, grand. And I told my husband, and he was like, what? You're going to fucking do a comedy? When? And I was like, tomorrow, I'm going down, you know? Wrote a set, thought it was a gig, got up and did it. And then I got up. And whenever I did it, I was offered a gig after that. Do you want to do this gig here? And I went, yeah, sweet.
I was there. Was I there at your first gig?
Maybe you were.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to write a new set every single time. And now
You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But I think it was because it was a challenge for me as well, and I enjoyed it. You know, it was like I'm using my brain again, besides because it was lactating and feeding about four kids. And
on stage.
Yeah.
on stage.
When I'm 13, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah, he just wasn't even mine.
Well, he's trying to get in on
Mommy.
Yeah, speaking of which, there's not enough milk in that thing.
Mommy.
You look like a guy that still breastfeeds, but only at the weekend.
BT.
Do you know men can breastfeed? I didn't know this.
I do.
Like men...
Are you telling me that fucker's been holding out on me? Because I used to lie in bed at night looking at his useless nipples going... Seriously?
It's useless.
How useless nipples?
That's the most
useless
brutal cut down I've heard.
Yeah, just feed me.
Like our daddies, you don't even use them. Don't
but
even.
You can't produce. Men can't produce milk.
I thought.
I think
they
you could.
Can,
you could. Pardon?
I'm not being funny. I genuinely read something that said men could. I could be completely wrong.
You are.
It was a thing I saw
Wikipedia.
On the news about
a man
about a man who became a woman and then was like breastfeeding.
No, was it not a woman who transitioned to a man?
I don't know.
It's chest feeding, by the way.
I don't give off.
PC?
Is it oh, you have to pee PC for people's small tits now, do you? So.
Yeah. Well, no, not whenever I was growing up. I was called Tubac, for fuck's sake. Tubac Shakur. Didn't have any ditties. Yeah,
Tubac!
I had to put on about 5 stone to get an A cup. And the chins just cancelled it all out. Nobody looked at me. Start Tubaca. That's me. All the chins. Yeah, terrible.
I don't know. I didn't read into it. I literally. This is how stupid I am now. And I used to be a guy who reads everything. Now I'm just like, reads the headline. I'm like, all right, fair enough. That's where we're at now.
Yeah.
No,
Donald Trump is an alien.
I don't think you can put the milk out. You know what I mean? Like, I could probably pump out some almond milk. That's about, like, the end of it.
If anyone could produce milk, it would be you. It would be you.
Yeah.
If a sponsor went, we'll give you $2,000 to produce your own milk, you'd find a fucking way.
For sure.
Well, you can't. Apparently, there are certain hormones. I only learned today, by the way, that there's a thing called, the guys call gynae. And it's whenever, now, apparently it's really, really common. Because it's if you have a little hard lump behind your nipple.
Yeah.
You have gynae. There's a longer term for it, but they've shortened it and I didn't bother looking into it. So it means that like guys can present having almost female looking chests.
Come here.
But I have actually seen that on guys.
Yeah. Tell you another way to do that. Eat cake before you go to bed. And then you wake up and finish it. That's how you get tits.
Yeah, that's well, it is true. It is true. More chins and more loose rolls than Kennedy's Bakery, as my mom would say. But yeah, so some guys get it cut out.
Right.
They'll go and have like an operation. But I'm wondering, it is if you have a gland, the mammary gland.
Yeah.
So you possibly could. Apparently some of them do squeeze it and get a wee bit of
liquid. You can't. You can't.
I think you're
you
wrong.
Two are so close to convincing me men can breastfeed, and I'm just finding.
I'm not saying that they can breastfeed, but if you do have mammary glands in your breast tissue,
yeah,
you could probably produce. It might be pus.
Right. Well, I'll keep the kids going.
Must be pus.
Pus.
What do you? What age is your oldest kid?
He's 11.
What does he think of the fact you do stand up?
He has autism, so he's just. He's a very dry sense of humour.
Right.
And I'm just really glad to discover that he has a sense of humour now because I thought, right, we had to explain to him what a joke was.
Right.
You know, because he was knocking his brothers out. And trauma laugh. And we were like, right, so you have to learn to take a joke. Mm-hmm. You can't go through your life, you know, getting hit with an anspo every time somebody says, "Ah, you're a ma." And mm-hmm. he lives in West Belfast. So we were like, he's going to get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to secondary school. And we had to say to him, this is what happens when people say, "Ah, you're a ma." And this is a joke. And this, and now he's so deadpan. It's hilarious. He's got too good at it.
Right, right.
You know, like he'll just, you know, he'll just come off with things. Like he'll go, "Yep, yes, Barry, that's the grey one." And he'll go, "Grey. Shade of everything in my life." And I'll look at him, you know, thinking, "You okay, lad?" And he'll go, you know, and that's it. But he's cool with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit. I think he watches my podcast, but doesn't let on.
Right, right, right.
Because I've told him not to watch the podcast.
Yeah. Which is going to make someone watch.
If you want to continue believing in Santa and asking me for extortionate presents at Christmas, don't watch the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But he's come off
Bronis
with a few
Santa isn't
now.
Real podcast. Yeah. Isn't real on the screen.
Well, that, I mean, So I think I've maybe only seen you do stand up once or twice, but you've been doing it a long time. Do you find it difficult to find the time to go do it? Because of not just having kids, but having a
it's
kid
my
with autism.
No.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So what is good is my husband used to say to me, you need something for yourself, you know, because he was coming in and I was going, you're fucking kids. Come into the bathroom so I can tell you how much I hate them. Right. And I was just whinging and he was like, you need to start doing something for yourself again, because this isn't, you need to have some balance in your life. And yeah. I was like, right, okay. I wrote a wee set, did that, and I went, just now what's great is usually the way things work is I don't actually go out of my way to book gigs. This is going to sound strange, but every gig that I have lined up, I've been asked to do, which is great. And if you ask me, I just usually will be like, yes, absolutely. It's in Japan, fine, totally. Because as soon as, sometimes it's Kurt and I, whenever I'm really busy, we're like ships passing in the night, he'll come in, tag me out. It's like, right, thank you, cheerio.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will tell him that a gig is at 5 o'clock. I have to be there for 5, even though it doesn't start to 9:30, because I'm like, I need to sit in the car.
I do that too, crying in the car for an hour beforehand. I'm with
you. Yeah. Just have a wee, you know,
mate's
need to fix
the
yes. Do you have a favourite car park? Is it a McDonald's car park?
Sprucefield's the best one, just right in the corner of the parking lot.
Sprucefield is a really good car park. I picked you up there before.
Yeah,
you picked
can
me
I,
up there,
I,
should I say.
I don't, you know, don't want to give too much away, but the ideal place for the comedians, see if you've got a gig slightly far away and you're giving people lifts and stuff, Sprucefield is a great hub.
It's out of the city. Up at Sprucefield. Can you be there?
We could go to Dublin that way. We could go to Newry that way. We could go, you know, the
really
Oma
is.
Wherever. Sprucefield, Willie T. How many times have we met at Sprucefield?
Oh, weird hours. That's our wee place to go.
Is that where you go?
What oh, is, fucking never.
What are you doing, Sprucefield? You guys?
It's got the parking right.
Very good. You should be a comedian.
So we're fucking. That's.
Have you ever had sex in a car park?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What was it like? How much did it cost? I mean, I meant just the parking tone.
Oh.
How many minutes were you there? I bet you it was like, thank you. For I didn't have to pay anything there. You weren't
for
more than 5 minutes.
It's not that enjoyable car sex. Like, do you know what I mean? It's very cramped.
Is it?
It gets very sweaty.
But you're the cash guy.
Exactly, yeah.
Staying
but
there still,
the cash guy?
Even the cash guy, do you know what I mean? Because I can't. Not a lot of room for me, and I'm not the most limber,
yeah,
limber.
Stretchy man.
Yeah,
stretchy.
William Thompson, stretchy man.
I actually think you would be quite stretchy.
Do you know what I have?
But have you seen this guy?
That's why.
Walk.
Because, like, I reckon I could, like, I don't know, you know, would your arms not bend in ways mine can't?
My arms don't bend in the way anyone's can.
His arms don't bend
at all.
We were
transferring that arm out.
I thought you did like, therapy for this.
It's like the sword
and
the stone.
Fucking cure it. No, put some effort in for
something. So you're bendy because they're just bent that way. You're not bendy because I don't want to end up getting hit.
It's like the sword and the stone.
It doesn't hurt. No.
Go on, Merlin.
Oh my God, what is wrong? William, stop it. I didn't say that. Cut
imagine
that.
If you're able to straighten that out and then you get superpowers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Sure.
It's bendy man and straight woman.
Yeah,
we get the host this morning?
No, this guy. We were on tour.
Stop the podcast now. That's us. We've peaked.
We were on tour in Manchester. Walked into a Wagamama. And Willie just like fell. But there was nothing like around him.
And
when I say he fell, you know the way we fall in stages? Willie just like went from there to there, like in seconds.
He came down in installments.
Yeah.
Literally.
I was so worried about him, but he's like, he just. He
did
loves
you just
it.
Jump back up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, he like literally hopped back up again. Yeah. He loves it.
Yeah.
I'm so used to falling that you develop.
I'm like that too, though.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think it was because I was drunk. But whenever I got sober, I still fell all the time.
Yeah.
And it's apparently because I'm ADHD as fuck.
Oh, yeah?
And it just, you
no
know,
way.
Like, see. No. Yeah. I don't know why I went to fucking university to get letters after my name, like, because he always had them OCD, ADHD. Fuck's sake.
I think maybe 9 out of 10 stand-ups have ADHD.
Yeah. I was diagnosed really, like, whenever it wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I always say that whenever I was diagnosed with ADHD, it just meant a dickhead daughter, right? And, yeah, and my ma used to be like, what's wrong with her? Something wrong with her, right? She's it's terrible.
One arm in the cardigan, one arm out.
Yeah, I'm a bit warm, yeah. It's sensory.
I didn't notice that.
But she used to go, my ma's word for ADHD people is mumblies. She just calls us mumblies. She goes fucking walking about there like a mumbly. You know, like if a door's only a wee bit open, I won't open it fully. I'll just scooch through it.
Right.
Like I won't think to, I am a mumbly. You know, right. just stupid. And I walk into things all the time. I have bruises everywhere. And I fall.
Yo, you all right?
No,
is everything all right in the house?
I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you in Spruceville car park. But yeah, it's just, it's fucking, it's one of those that, but I can't say if you fail, even though you're badly disabled. Yeah. I would still. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, that's right, you're fine. Oh, fine.
New link in the description.
I wasn't talking about your spina bifida.
That's good, because I don't have that.
Your cerebral palsy. It's one of them ones.
He's just got a new diagnosis.
Yeah, I was talking about the mental health disorder, but
fair
anyway.
Fair enough.
I would just laugh and balls off.
But he loves it. That's what I'm saying.
I laugh at it.
Yeah.
There's something in my I associate pain with pissing myself laughing.
Yeah.
So even if I get punched, I'm just like, even if I'm angry in a fight, I am pissing myself laughing.
He likes pain.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you do comedian's box?
No.
Will you do it next time?
I can't.
He can't.
Oh, why?
I have brain damage. You can't punch me in the head.
Not do you any harm.
It literally will.
It can't do you any more harm.
Yeah, because the only way you see most boxers now and their brains are fine.
Yeah, totally. What? Just their ears that are fucked up. Have you ever seen those?
Have you ever seen any boxer give an interview ever?
I thought that was just because they were all like comprehensive schools and, you know.
No, it's because they've been punched in the head.
I thought it was because they were from West Belfast. I didn't think it was because they were fucking brain injury.
See, Muhammad Ali before he was boxing, like float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and then after boxing, he was just bleh. Like, that's
what
why.
What is it? He's got Parkinson's?
No, he's dead. he's got a case of the not breathing.
Bruce deathed up.
Did he actually die?
He's got a cute death.
he's not doing a Darren Brown. Like, he is dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's chronically passed away.
Well, Jesus was fucking dead and he came back again. Do you know what I mean? You never do know.
He knows? Wasn't a boxer.
How do you know?
That's fair enough. Like,
yeah, is he dead? Yeah. Fair enough then. But what was that condition that he had?
Yeah,
Jesus or Ali?
Jesus, what was his condition?
Oh, I don't know.
Messiahism.
Messiah complex.
I think he had really bad like psoriasis though, as well. Like I've saw people with holes in their hands. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you need to get some hydrocortisone on that. That's fucking desperate. Do you know what I mean?
People with a Messiah complex freak me out.
Yeah.
Day to day, people with a Messiah complex.
Do you know anybody with a Messiah complex?
Oh yeah.
Who? Describe them. You don't even need the name and shame.
A film director once.
Right.
Definite Messiah complex.
And what way did he carry on?
Just would have been very much like either you buy into it or you don't. And if you buy into it, you're up there. And if you don't, you're not part of it at all.
Oh,
the Battle of the Bone's going to be really big.
No, not Battle of the Bone. Not Battle of the Bone. No one bought into Battle of the Bone.
That's where the phrase the big I am comes from, though.
Right, okay.
Because Lucifer was supposed to have got expelled from heaven because he said
that's Idris Elba, right?
I like a wee bit. Idris wouldn't give me Elba. Do you know what I mean? He's supposed to have said I am, which is God's name. So he called himself I Am, and he was like, I am. I am the way, the truth, whatever, whatever. And he got fucked out of heaven for that. So that's where people with that complex, you know, that's why you go, he's walking about there, thinking he's a big I am.
I went to a Sunday school in Tullycarnet, and they always talked about the devil getting thrown out of heaven. And I remember asking, like, my Sunday school leader, why was Satan thrown out of heaven? And he genuinely looked at me and went, he was being a bollocks.
He was
and
being
that's
a bollocks.
I genuinely in my mind was like, he was being, like in the Bible, it's like Satan was a wee bollocks.
He's not lying, like, yeah. He isn't lying. I mean, wee bollocks can mean anything.
What's the best gig you've done so far? Or what's like, when have you enjoyed stand up the most?
What is it? When people laugh. I've had some really, really friggin' good gigs, you know. I actually really loved the union there. Mm-hmm. I did the Union with Colin Geddes, and they were really good.
It was Queen's Comedy Club?
Yeah, Queen's Comedy Club. It's good, was brilliant. And where else? I don't know. I like Dungannon was brilliant there, actually. I had a brilliant gig up in Dungannon.
Thought you would have said Ulster Hall, Bruno, but...
The Ulster Hall wasn't a gig, though.
You did.
It was
live
a live podcast.
Dead warm up for us, and they also
that was
wasn't fun. A gig though. That's out. Yeah,
no, I didn't do warm up.
Yeah, you did a pub quiz at the start. That's right.
I was a guest on your podcast.
So did you not do stand up at it too?
No.
Oh, that's my mistake. That is my bad.
That's my mistake.
That's see, a party did it. That's right.
Brona. Fucking writing.
Brain damage.
Yeah.
So you have an out. You can get away with everything. Just
He does. Yeah. He literally go. Oh, brain damage. Yeah. He says that. He just goes, brain damage.
Every time I hear brain damage, do I think, that's you do. A song, isn't it?
You do.
Yeah.
Karen Bartlett played. in his band.
It's a song by Eminem. I know that much.
It's also brain... I'm thinking of hearing damage. But there is a song, brain damage.
Brain damage. Ever since the day I was born. That's what song
you are. You can remember that? Yeah. But you can't remember to show up to things on time?
Oh, I can't remember that I didn't do
I can remember... Every Eminem lyric ever, and can barely remember my own PIN number.
Are you an Eminem? Can you do it too?
Oh yeah,
that's my super.
I do. I know a lot of Eminem lyrics as well.
Do you?
Yep.
What's your favorite song?
Actually, that one is it. What's the one where in the video he's upside down in the tank of water? It's a real old one. Is it Brain Damage?
Don't think there was a video for Brain Damage.
The real Slim Shady, is it?
No, like even before that, or maybe ooh, came just after Real Slim Shady. He's upside down in a tank of water. It wasn't on one of the main albums, I don't think.
I liked him before popular stuff.
You know when you start to do a tune of a song, and in your head you can...
That might be Brain Damage. No.
I think I have Brain Damage. Okay.
I'm cancerous, so if you did, you don't want to answer this. If you
we were going away on cannabis.
I can't remember.
We went away on holiday whenever I was about 12.
Don't you want role model?
Role model.
Don't you want to grow up to be just like me? That's a great fucking song.
I must listen to it.
We were going away on holiday, and I must have been like annoying everyone. And my mum went, "You can go to the WH Smith in the airport and get like a thing for your Walkman. You can get a tape, you know, a tape for your Walkman."
Oh yes, you're that old too.
Yeah, I'm 35. So I got I got Eminem, might have been Slim Shady LP, and he wasn't like well known.
I had that on a Walkman.
Now I get confused. It was My Name Is. Was out on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just Marshall Mathers.
Yep. You'll never.
I had a Limpman.
You'll never know it.
Because I can't walk.
You couldn't walk, man.
Yeah.
You'll never know this one. See, when you had a Walkman, like a portable tape player, it was class, but you had batteries in it, right? Mm. No charging, you had batteries in it. And see, when the batteries were starting to die, it would slow down.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just like, it would turn like this. But you would go, this actually sounds better like this.
Yeah.
That was our mixing back in the day. It was like, it sounds, you know the way now, it's like, it sounds good on times 2.5. It's like, it sounds good on Tesco batteries, half an hour in.
I had that album and I got it in the airport. So because you were listening to it in a Walkman, no one else was hearing it.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, you like it? And it was so anytime I'd seen Eminem was on, remember The Box, the TV channel, the music?
Yes!
Right, so it was on The Box.
38 instead of 37 was MTV on Cabletel.
On Cabletel.
Did you have your box chipped?
60 and 61.
Is that Babe Station or something?
TVX.
TVX, right, okay.
60 and 61.
We had 903 on Sky.
We had a...
Is it really? I'm going to check that and laugh.
We had
go ahead, so am I.
Yeah, we had Cabletel chipped.
Checking it's still on.
I remember there was a guy who was fixing a Cabletel box.
Had ours chipped? Someone did your front row just play constantly?
Oh, you said ours chipped?
What do you mean front row?
Chipped.
I thought you said
front
row. Ours
front
chipped?
Row was... ours chipped. that's whenever I walk into the door. You know front rows where you had to pay per view the movies and stuff like that?
Oh, that must have come after. I'm talking about original black slim remote Cabletel.
Yeah, this was it.
Right, okay.
So if you got a chip, it just meant instead of having to pay for, say, 10 things I hate about you, it just played it constantly from beginning to end, all the way.
Do you remember a chip? There was a wee box. It was the wee box on the side.
Yeah.
Right. I remember there was a Cabletel guy out fixing boxes, and we were all walking about. Me and mates.
That's
I
what my man's
like
boyfriend was called. Sorry.
My mates were going, as this engineer is working, he don't give a fuck. My mate's like, hey, my mate Marty's like, he has chip cable tail. I'm pointing at me.
Tart.
And I thought he'd sentenced me to death. I was like, don't fucking say that. And the guy didn't care. The guy's like, all right, lads. And he went, his house, and shouted out my address. And I honestly thought my dad was going to McGarbury. Like,
oh my God. The guy didn't care.
Chip cable tail was the best. Do you remember it where...
If he'd have went to McGarbury, I'd have told my dad to look out for it.
Do you remember when like some guy would just come around with printed out pages with all... DVDs and albums on
we
it.
Call yeah. that the Divis catalog, right?
Right.
So it's like everything that's on the fell off the back of a lorry.
Yes.
I should have say was robbed at gunpoint from the back of a lorry.
Yeah.
They have like big sheets.
Yep.
And it also includes like all the tracksuits and goodies.
Oh, right, okay.
That you can
Is
get.
Is this now?
Yeah.
Hook me up.
I will. Get you all the best goodies.
I love that.
They're not even Ricky Lakes. They're the real legit thing.
I love that when like they'd have an album and it wasn't even out yet and this guy had it. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't even finish recording it, yeah. So he's doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be like, yeah. When you get the movies, though, it's someone sat in the cinema with a camcorder, so you're watching the movie and just halfway
People
through someone
get
sat
and get their popcorn yeah. and all.
Ahead, just walk across
I had All Rise by Blue, but it wasn't due to come out until the next week, and it was just the guy doing it with his kids.
No, stop.
The audio
that.
Album.
No. Was it really? I would... Do you know why I fell for that? Because it legit sounds like something that would happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, speaking of counterfeit things and things that fell off the back of the lorry, my uncle was sitting in the Rock Bar. The Rock Bar,
yeah.
Right? On the Falls Road before. And he was having a pint. And as you know, all sorts of people come in and out of there. And this was way back in like maybe the late 80s. And these people ran in with holding a TV. Like, you know... A compact TV, they would have called
yes,
it. A
yep.
portable TV.
It yep.
weighed about 5 stone. And they ran in, they put it on the bar, and they went, do you want to buy a TV, mate? Do you want to buy a TV? And the guy behind the bar went, does it work? And he went, oh, fuck yeah, but you need to take it off my hands now. And they went, well, plug it in there and let's see. If it works, I'll take it off your hands. And they were a bit iffy about plugging it in, but your man took the plug and stuck it in the wall and turned it on, and it was just a line going across it. That stole one of the heart monitors out of the Royal across the road. Right. And tried to flog it as a TV. And I am dead flatlining like every time I think about that story. It was a
well,
fucking heart monitor.
You had the right equipment for it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, clear. But yeah, that's the kind of shit that you would get round my way.
Someone just had a pacemaker fit of watching Neighbours being like, why is this showing up? I love it. Like, and that was the thing. People used to sell meat in pubs back in the day.
Yeah.
Some guy just showed up with meat.
Yeah. Meat though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some I know that in Kelly's, there was a, up until very, very recently.
Oh, good.
There was somebody used to come in and steal the order. So you would say, like, at Christmas time, and get us two of them Nintendo Switches, and they would go around, steal them.
Well, that's
and
nice.
And then say, that's lovely, isn't it? Never steal if there's a direct victim. I mean, as long as they didn't get whipped off two kids, but they come out of curries, do you know
I'm
what I mean?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Fine, see if you steal from that. See if you steal from a corporation.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes, if it's
they
a wee independent.
They steal the every day.
If yeah. it's a wee independent shop, Fuckers. Don't be doing
you
that.
You stole our fucking country. What are you
me personally did it. Like the Grinch, I just showed up, put the six counties in a big sack and just...
some guy came around with countries on pages and Willie T looking through it. Yeah,
the Grinch is green and
you want
to my all right,
you want Tyrone? You sure? All right, I'll take it.
Willie, what was... you were saying, like, Dungannon, places like that. When you were, like, in your first few years of stand-up... What
Derry,
was,
sorry. Where? There's a brilliant gig in Derry up at the minute. It's
Brickworks?
In... No, the Brickworks is a great gig, but yes. I did a brilliant one there that was organised by...
Oh, Ronan?
Ronan.
The Kosh.
That room is fucking is brilliant. He thought that they were fighting with me and he ran out for a palladium to my rescue to box with people.
I thought you couldn't do that.
But I was just asking them where the worst place to live in Derry was and they were really into it. Do you know what I mean?
Like I was, all I heard was just people shouting and stuff. I was like, the fuck, is someone going nuts out there? So I ran out and they were just into it. Like
they were loving it. They are a brilliant audience. They're fantastic.
Derry's brilliant because it's totally, it's a different world to mm-hmm. Belfast.
Yeah.
So when you go up there, they're almost like, you can tell they're just kind of grateful that you've made the journey.
Yeah.
But you're just like, well, it's only an hour and a half, but they're like, no, fair play for coming all the way up.
Yeah.
But in reality, like, you want to go up there.
Yeah.
Like, we did Millennium Forum on the... Did you do that, Willie, with me?
No.
On the tour last year, and it was unbelievable.
Was it good?
Oh, it was class.
Really? So class, next time you do Millennium Forum, can I open for you?
Do you want to do one of them? Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be class. Because
Willie will be doing three of us can do it.
I graduated in the Millennium Forum. That would be a nice wee cyclical.
Yeah.
Let's do this. That'd be lovely. I would
wish I'd gone to university.
I love dairy people.
No, I do.
But you grew up in Hollywood, so you were already winning.
I regret going to university, so it's fine.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
It's useless to me.
What do you mean? What did you study?
Well, you got a degree in politics. He's not a politician. So
yeah.
Didn't work.
Most politicians don't have a degree in it.
And I think they should.
I've got a degree in not working.
Yeah. What are you on about? I got my diploma in the gap or in the GM.
Most of them do have degrees in other things, but very rarely is it. Once you start doing politics, as you're like, everyone in here is talking shit.
Whenever this
most
started,
of it is stoners, and then you'll get one.
Michael?
Very good! Ooh! Yeah. Stoners.
But most of it is that, and then you'll get a really liberal person. You'll get a really diehard nationalist Westie in there. And then
only one?
You get a couple, but I love them in the one. Right? And then you also get, there's always just a really fat, sweaty, fucking conservative guy. Who's like, the British do no wrong. There's always one. It's just always red in the
so
face.
So there's big debates in class?
Yes, and I'm sitting there on a fucking come down. And people are being like, here's how we deal with the legacy of the Troubles. And I'm like, lads, fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, put on some Bob Marley, leave me alone. Like,
I studied government criminology. I did politics for my first year in my degree. Mm. And I just went, what the fuck? Why is this so... Something struck me right away being in a seminar. It was a brick. sitting there, I went, this is really different from school, obviously, because it's uni, but there's something about the dynamic of this classroom. And then I realised it was because there were guys in it, right?
Oh, did you go to an all-girls school?
I went to an all-girls primary school and all-girls secondary school. And then whenever I went to uni, it was just a real culture shock for me. And I realised, that was the first time I realised that guys can be bullshitting bastards. Because whenever I was in school, if you didn't do your homework, which was more than likely the case, you just shut the fuck up, right? You said nothing. You let all the wee, you know, I know, miss, I know, Hermione Granger's in the class. You let them do the work and you just sat there, right? Whenever the fellas in my class hadn't done the homework, they were still very opinionated.
Right.
And it wasn't just like, what is your opinion on? It's, what did this critic say about this? And they'd be like, well, I think he should have said. And I was going, well, you shut the fuck up. You know, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I left and did drama instead, where we all ran about pretending to be trees.
Was there a guy didn't do his homework, like pretend to be a tree, and he's like, I don't know what a tree is.
How does the tree identify? Yeah. So yeah,
you're a cactus.
Excellent work.
But I think politicians should have to do a politics degree. I mean, if you want to be a surgeon, you have to do a medical degree.
True.
It's kind of how it works in Germany. It's like a meritocracy, so you can't be the head of the Department of Health unless you've served at a very high administrative role in the healthcare system.
Yes, that's true.
As opposed to here.
I love high shit.
As opposed to here, where the health minister
is
for years, the health
are brought up. I switch on.
As opposed to here, where for years the health minister was like, "Well, gays can't give blood because then I'll catch AIDS." Which, not making that up, was a genuine, not even opinion, full policy.
Did somebody say that?
Yeah, it was the policy.
I thought it was
the guy.
Yeah.
Is that why, though? Is that
what it was literally in law, gay guys couldn't give blood because they were scared you could catch AIDS. That wasn't like the wording of the law, but that was why. That was
gay guys.
Gay guys.
It was gay gentlemen.
That's so random.
You couldn't have had sex for 1 or 2 years as a gay man and give blood.
You'd have been all right there then.
Yeah.
That'd be such a, how tough of a, if you really wanted to give blood but you loved having gay sex, that'd be such a hard wait.
Yeah.
Just a year.
Last minute you go in, the guy's sticking with the needle, you go, never mind.
Don't even need to pump your arm, it's just veins going like that. It's fucking tense.
The testosterone's hanging clean out of you.
You can't. I think you can't give blood if you have tattoos. Is that right?
I've heard. And now, if it's within like 6 months of having a tattoo,
because I'd like to give. I've done it once. I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, you can. I've never.
You get biscuits.
This is really bad. I've never given blood. And
we'll do the Millennium Forum, and on the way up, we'll give blood.
We'll give blood, and we'll just get on stage and collapse
at the side of the Glen
Chien Pass. And William will laugh.
Yeah, I will.
Are you allowed to give blood?
Yeah. Why would I not be allowed to give blood?
Brain damage. Yeah. I'm waiting for you to say that.
No.
He was leading you into that.
No, I do give blood.
COVID.
Oh, that's the blood you want.
Yeah. Do you want my blood?
You want to live? I can save your son.
I imagine your blood comes out like Smilex.
Just tar. You have to tap it a few times and all just to get it.
No, my blood comes out. You ever put a Mars bar in a microwave for 30 seconds? That's how my blood comes out. It's just all gooey.
Delicious. Yeah,
battered Mars bars are great.
Diabetes. Have you had a battered Mars bar?
Oh, I used to have a chef when I was dishwasher, the chef, if you bought a Mars bar.
I thought whenever you were saying I used to have a chef, it's because you lived in Hollywood and you actually had a chef.
No, Ramon would whip us up.
This was not my personal chef. This is when I was a dishwasher, chef in work. Mars. If you brought a Mars bar in or any chocolate bar, he would, at the end of the shift, if he was in a good mood, he'd batter it for you, wee bit icing sugar on it, present it.
He'd just batter
your dick. And make you eat it.
He's like, do you ever see, what is it? All chefs are bipolar. Seriously.
They're very, every chef I met when I was working in a restaurant was extremely like temperamental. And either in a great mood or a terrible mood. Do you know chefs have fertility problems because there's such heat coming from like dick level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently.
I do know that. I do. My sister.
What do you mean he's coming from the deck level?
Well, they're around a lot of ovens, pans, pots, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And the gonads for some need reason, to be cool. For some reason, I interpreted that as their deck was giving off an abnormal amount of heat.
But
not from ovens. Like, for some, whatever it is with chefs, their bollocks were warm.
Sorry,
and I didn't know why.
You're having a moment and you know they go to, and it's just steam.
When you're stressed and your bollocks are just roasting. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. I know, because is it true that guys, like, they go lower when they're warm? Like the sink.
Yeah.
They sink a bit lower.
Yeah, because when it's freezing, they're
up there, like, yeah.
Really?
They're right up. They're like trying to be best mates for your dick, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Like
a wee peanut?
You can feel them when they're cold, like they're right. That's how you know it's a really cold day. You're like,
you wake up in the morning and go,
it's
maybe
right
put a jacket
up
on
there,
today.
Like, yeah.
If you were in Italy for that heat wave at the minute, they'd be down the back of your shoes. Like.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell me. Chewing gum, just kicking them down the street.
Everyone chewing it.
You're like a human swing ball.
Tell me this. See, if your top half is warm, like you have a good big coat on,
yeah,
but your bottom half is cold, would your balls still be up there?
So are you walking about like Donald Duck? Let me get my big coat on deck for a night. I hate the winter.
When did Donald Duck ever do that?
Did Donald Duck wore wee top? Yeah,
but he didn't have his dick out.
Donald
he might
dick.
Have done that. Is that the one complaint we have watching
crack.
Disney? Like, where's my duck cock? Huh? Mickey's wearing shorts.
I was taking Action Man back to Smith's, being like, where is the genitalia? Where is his penis?
Am I weird? My husband actually said that whenever. Yeah, that's true. That's why we're
still
friends.
One arm in the cardigan.
That is why.
That's
you know what?
Annoying me so
is
much.
It?
Yeah.
Here, I'll take the other one out.
Thank you.
It's because Praise I was God. Like warm, but I didn't want to commit. Taking the whole cardigan off.
The Donald Duck will call it. One half warm, one half cold.
Half on, half off. Yeah, my husband was saying whenever he was in school, they were dissecting a rat in science class. And they actually got to dissect shit. We weren't treated with scalpels. But he said
from the West, you weren't giving knives.
We weren't, yeah. I just pulled mine out of my shoe. Got one here. But he said they were dissecting like a rat in science class. And they were looking at it and, you know, naming all of the parts and whatever. And this kid turned around and said, well, I say kid, he was about 15. He said, Miss, isn't it funny how rats have two balls? And we only have one. And everybody just went, dude. Right? And apparently the teacher called him after that, was like, will you stay behind and
show me your balls.
Show me your ball. You know, they had a ball. Yeah, so she had to explain to him. So apparently he came out looking really sheepish, you know, and they were like, one ball, you know. But apparently, because Kurt was friends with him, he ended up telling him, he had to have an operation. And he had three. One, two, and three. He had to have an operation, like a testicle retrieval, because one hadn't descended.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, retrieval. Yep. So he did have two, but one was just...
He had two, but one was still up there.
Well, you look like a wee guy who'd be like part of the testicle retrieval team and you just get in there yourself. Get it out.
He's just like, here, come
like
here.
Mole.
Well, his name is Willie.
I love how you said Tesco Retrieval Team. Like we're Navy Seals.
TRT.
TRT. You go in with just a wee deck on your on your thing. Yeah. We're here, Sergeant.
Oh, we're going to dick this head? Bollock out.
No, is just a dick with no balls. Do you know? You know? And I you love, get your badges, a ball for each testicle retrieval.
I love this joke. That was something, whenever I was younger, it was like primary school joke. It was something like, this woman got stung by a bee inside her fanny. And the husband took her up to the doctors and they were like, oh, I don't know what we're going to do and what we're going to do. And the doctor said to the husband, you need to leave the room because this is a bit private. And then she came out and she was fine. The husband went, well, what did you do? And the doctor went, I drowned it out.
I drowned it?
Yeah, ejaculated inside her.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was something like that. That's the joke.
Oh, it's a joke. I thought this was a story. I was like, there's no way. I was like, there is no way.
Who told this
That's
joke?
A medical procedure.
As a kid? Was this one of, like, a kid's
No,
joke?
It was my dad.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Yes.
No, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was like a playground joke. I can't really remember it, but I just remember it being like...
He drowned
at the time.
Yeah. Did you think that he peed?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. I used to just not understand how sex worked.
We dissected a frog once and I hated it. Did I hate all that stuff like...
Did this happen? Did you like take the wee balls out of its jar and then your pet alien in the house fainted? E.T.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Sorry, that's it. I'm not even on this planet. I was just thinking of E.T. whenever they're like, he's like, I didn't want to like dissect the frog. That's cruel. So we set it free. Yeah. All right, Elliot.
I loved E.T.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
It's funny because you didn't recognize that reference.
No, no, no. But I just... It's one of the... Do you know what? I only saw it once as a kid and it stayed with me. Like, but I must watch it again sometime.
Do you? Have you not seen it since you were a kid?
E.T. Do you know what it's short for?
Well, extraterrestrial. It's because he's really late. I know that as well.
Very good. You got caught. I like that.
I'm annoyed.
Would you... take the role of E.T. if they did like a live action one?
Nah. Because I'm a human. I know. Are they going to make up? Are they going to prosthetic me?
You're the closest thing we have to.
I do it because I made
with
it
with my fingers though. If we had your face and my fingers. I have big long weird
Shane,
fingers.
Shane, you do have big you have piano fingers.
Yep.
Yeah, do you play the piano?
No, I've been called a pianist many times. no, I don't play the piano. I'm not musical at all.
No?
No, not at all.
Not even whistling an old tune for us?
I'm not even a good whistler.
What's that song?
Isn't that the one that they play at the parades? It was old, but it was...
That's this guy.
It is.
Can I tell you something?
Ah.
See you on the 12th. Willie sent me a text. I don't know what I was doing... messing about in the house with the kids. I get a text from Willie and it said
I'm surprised you could still text by that stage. We're not absolutely blocked.
Might have been.
The text said are you okay? He texted me and said well, you read it.
Hang on, yeah.
And it's like 2 in the afternoon, so I in my head he's been out, he's not home from the night
he's
before.
He's been out all
yet.
Night.
Yeah. 2 seconds.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I'll need to go up. I've actually been good the night before.
The way he I sent me it you. And the way I perceived it were polar opposites.
Right. Yeah. Wait,
I'm trying to find it.
Here's the thing. I'm very conscious of how my mates are.
Right.
So yes, he's a lovely. If I think you're down or something, I'll always make sure.
I love that. Right?
Well,
I really love that.
You do your friends, right?
It's like I do think guys should have their spaces, though.
Yeah,
well.
Well, he's a young guy. He's my mate, and he's a younger guy, you know. So I like to look out for him as much as I can.
Exactly. And comedian, you know what it's like on that scene.
So I text him saying, love you, bro, XXX. Thank you for everything you've done for me.
Aww.
No, sorry. How does that sound? Love you, brother. Thanks for everything you've done for me. Past tense.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So then he goes to me, what is this? Is everything okay? Yeah. I can drive up to your house to see you.
I would think he was about to shuffle off that mortal coil. Like, show that to the camera. So
can we put that into the podcast?
Oh,
see, when
God.
I saw the picture of him in the Union Jack
did you
glasses,
go, he's fucking
I said,
fine.
I picked this up wrong.
Yeah.
I was raging.
Can I just say, I absolutely love you.
I was like, how depressing am I to be around when I'm like, I love you guys, and the first thing he's like, don't do it.
Because I'm like, I'm going to have to talk him down. I'm going to have to fucking
whenever
speak to
said,
Michael.
Whenever he said, don't do it, he meant those glasses.
It's just me with the dragon suit and glasses, like, eh.
What is that dragon suit?
I also, oh, it's fucking fantastic. We got Kieran Bartlett on it, and he was ready to fucking fight
I did
everybody.
Feel bad, because I was like, I'm going to have to fucking drive this house, pick up a videographer on the way, shoot this as content.
Videos. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. No.
Have you seen that guy on TikTok? And he does, like, weird, he says he's an actor, and he's like, I've just found out, like, my son's missing, and it's him crying to the camera.
Yes.
What are you doing, mate?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do scenes from Taxi Driver.
There's all those, like, weird things of, like, I saw one where they had, like, a young Asian girl, like, must have been, like, 6 or 7, sitting on a park bench. And, like, so what they would do is they'd get, like, a randomer sitting on a bench. Then this girl would sit there, and then an older man would sit down beside her, and he'd be like,
"This all sounds very
do you
want to
go and get some candy? Do you want to?" Now, the random guy's not in on it, but they're, the other two are actors.
Oh, is this a young girl?
Yes, and he'd be like, the guy will be like, obviously, naturally, like, the fuck you do? Like, do you know him? And that kind of thing. And then they go, it's only a prank. That's not a prank.
That's not a prank. No.
No.
Same as people like,
setting up situations like that. It's like, for what benefit? Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen people, like, they'll be in a restaurant, sit down, start eating someone's food,
and they're
like, it's a
prank?
I'm like, no, you have eaten my food.
Or is it supposed to be one of those candid camera moments where people do the right thing?
It's that. Yeah. But why even set up that scenario, that situation?
That's all very nefarious, isn't it? I don't like that.
Because then, in real life, what will happen and you'll be like, hey, I'm not falling for it. He's like, please help me. You're like, I get on, you're a paid actor.
That's a brilliant point, actually. Because I thought at the beginning you were talking about, like, there's just a girl and a guy.
No, no, no.
But it was a little girl, like an actual kid. No, because like you say, what if that actually happens? Although, you know, my ma always used to say to me, if anybody kidnapped me, they'd be like, you'd be fucked through my window 5 minutes later, like, you'd do their heads in. Like, that used to be said to me. She would go, I don't need to worry about you getting kidnapped.
We were in Florida. My mum told me, when I was 6, my mum went, be careful because the Ku Klux Klan are stealing people around here. And years later, I was like, out of everyone you could have picked, I didn't need to be worried about them stealing me. Like, if anything, they'd be stealing me to put me in the shop window and be like, this is where we're after.
Poster child.
This is the benchmark.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Oh my God. What is that though? My brother was, I think it's an Irish ma and their kids thing, because my brother was
clan, hopefully not.
No, thinking that their wee boys are stealable.
Yeah.
Like my ma had a blonde haired, blue eyed boy, and we would all be standing there and she would go, now I have to be very careful on holiday with him because they're like taking the wee blonde haired, blue eyed boys. And you used to go, Who? Legs taking the blonde haired, blue eyed boys?
Just picky kidnappers.
No,
that's more
like,
of a dirty fur.
I think they'd be offended if they're like, your boy's too ugly to steal. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Our Jason's beautiful.
Steal him.
Take him now.
What's the crack with people lying all the time on social media about being like, and it's always like, there was an Eastern European fella in the town, tried to lift my wee girl, so everybody needs to be. You're going, what the fuck, you racist bastard? Nobody's trying to lift anyone.
And it's so vague, keep your eyes peeled for a white car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where's that red at?
Be careful. Brown people driving a white car. Watch out.
Be careful, Indian man walking around Falls Road.
He's only looking for a fucking
car. Stop, looked at me and asked if I knew where Tesco's was. Be careful out there, folks.
Yes. That's exactly what to do.
In Hollywood, it'd be like, man spotted in car listening to Tiesto with windows down. Hug your kids tight tonight.
Shane's just sitting there when I grew up here.
COVID was the peak of that. COVID was the peak of my uncle's nephew's granny came in, said they're turning the ice bowl into a butcher shop. They're just going to take all the dead COVID patients. They'll just cut them up, make them into burgers.
The ice bowl.
Something's not right here, folks.
Oh, stop. That is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Do you know why? I am betting, sorry, this is probably a really ADHD moment, but there's an Oxfam in Hollywood, and I bet you it is great.
Like, what's the designer?
Yeah, I bet you it's all like, you know, Prada, only wore it once.
Yeah,
you know,
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
To bring the milk in, yeah. Like in the ones where I live, there's Primark stuff, legitimately more expensive than it costs in Primark.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're going, only one stain, right. You know, so I'm going to hit that on the way out.
I remember, was it...
Yes, lads, go head up the Oxfam.
During COVID, I remember in a WhatsApp group, mates having like a bit of a debate, and my friend said he'd heard something, and he said he was getting really like quite passionate about it, right. And he's like, because people weren't taking it seriously.
Okay.
And he gets pretty annoyed, and he goes, "Listen, lads, there's 2,000." He's like, "There's 2,000." I think he meant to say, "There's gonna be 2,000 body bags brought to a certain place, right?" He goes, "I've just heard this. Was it body bags? What was the word? Tell me in 1 minute."
I'll have a look.
Right. So say it was body bags, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like getting really annoyed. And tensions were high because nobody had left the house, right? No one had left the house. So what was the word? Everyone's like, tensions are high. It's going back and forward in the WhatsApp. Yeah. And it needed something to break the tension.
Uh-huh.
And my mate that was getting really, really pissed off. And this will be funny secondhand, right? But please tell me we've got it. Right. Say it was like body bags.
Uh-huh.
He's like, "Fuck yous." He's like, "I've heard there's 2,000 body bags being taken up to Derry here." Uh-huh. But autocorrect you.
Was it hazmat suits or body bags?
No, say it was body bags for talk's sake.
Right, okay.
Autocorrect changed it to dwarves. So this guy was like, "Fuck you, there's 2,000 dwarves being driven up the Derry.
This week, this year's pantomime is going to be out of this world." Oh my god.
Floodgates just opened. And then the tension was broken.
Oh my god.
Bruno, why do you have, another question is, why do you have one earphone in?
Oh, I always just walk.
You taking orders for the Chinese?
All right, look, what do you want? What do you want? That's yours.
Do you always just have an earphone?
Usually, I only can. Right, what are we laughing at here? At the dwarves?
The 2,000 dwarves.
Yeah.
Someone said there's 2,000 dwarves. Someone else in the group was like, "Well, that's for 5,000 bodies." It was just.
That is brilliant. Yes, we're only going to Derry for a short while. Oh, no.
Then the tension was so, you know, yeah. Even that guy was
he
like,
"He had
fuck.
To laugh." Do you ever try to laugh or try to be serious whenever you're trying to be angry?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
my dad was giving me a lecture once. I blocked my phone. You know, put in the password wrong too many times.
Yeah,
I was maybe like 11 or something. Mm-hmm. And my dad's sitting in the car at the bottom garage in Hollywood here, and he goes, he's you know being really serious, and I'm like, yes, and he goes, "What he meant to say is, do you expect me to take this back to the car phone warehouse?" But he looked me in the eye and went, "Do you expect me to take us back to the car phone war phone?" and he didn't know it, and he knew he said it. And I was like, I started to go a bit, and he's like, "What is it?" I said, "Car phone warehouse." He goes, "Aye, that." You know, always getting things wrong. And it just makes you laugh.
I couldn't imagine Dennis being a wee angry man, was it?
Oh, he'd try and like lay it out, but he would always get some of it wrong.
Yeah. That's that was the word of the week on the Word Up podcast there recently was malapropism, and it's whenever somebody uses the wrong word or confuses the initial letters in words, often the comedic effect. Like dung, do you remember that advertisement for Treebore, they make your dung tizzy, right?
Okay.
So it was like, and you just made me remember there that my stepdad was coming out of the bathroom one time, and I was teenager, and hurry up, I need to go and put makeup on and all the rest of it, and he came out.
I've seen this.
He came out and no, William,
thank you, Chip Cable Box.
No, right. You've never seen my box. He was going, "You're a bastard." I haven't sank to that level yet.
What are you doing, stepdad?
What is up with that, though?
He's keeping that in business, that whole movement.
Who watches
I'm
that?
Not
him.
I'm not. I'm adopted, so that shit weirds me out.
Yeah, sooner or later it's going to be like, I would like to have sex with you, but unfortunately you're not my stepsister, so I can't get aroused. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I've seen ones like that, they're like, "Oh, stepbrother, right, step auntie." I'm like, no one's related to you.
Yeah.
Only you.
I need to find something else now.
Only you that would kill your boner.
Actually, genetically, there's no relation.
Yeah, no, just I'm like, you don't need to bring it up.
Yeah, then. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's, yeah. It's like, it's like, tell me your credit rating at that point. It's as relevant as that. It fucks yeah. me up. Two people she with under like, five
APR.
These
aren't even fucking related. Fuck's sake. Now I have to scroll on. Do you know what I mean? All you need to do is look in your ma's bedroom. She's with her brother.
Lesbian twins. Well, she's 22. She's 48. So what are we doing here?
How do you know? Do they have like trees? Like you look at their holes and there's like rings around them and tells you how old they are?
I thought that was a lie about trees, but that's true.
It is true. Yeah, it is true. Anyway, my stepdad was coming out of the bathroom. You fucking interrupting bastard.
Bum, 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 bum.
And I went, I was being a wee dick and I said to him, oh, it's bong, ding, ding, ding. Isn't that it? He was coming out and I went, smell you. And he went, he meant to say, what does your shit smell like perfume? But instead he said, does your perfume smell like shit? And I went, no, actually, it smells like DK and my. Yeah, so then we had a phrase in our house. It used to be an air freshener. It smelled like strawberries. And you used to walk in and go, ah, strawberries and shit.
There's nothing worse when you're angry and getting something wrong like that.
And you can't.
And everyone just laughs at you. You're like, I'm still angry though.
Yeah. That happened to me the other day. I was trying to fight.
What did you say?
I'm still laughing at the 2000 dwarfs, man. COVID's getting real serious, man. I just saw Grumpy walking up the falls. See, they're redoing Snow White, but they can't do the seven dwarfs. There was uproar about it.
There's going to be one dwarf.
2,000 up in Derry.
2,000.
They're casting.
Do you know, whenever I was in Derry, that's the first time I picked up a dwarf.
Thanks for the lift, by the way.
You're welcome, darling. I was sitting at a table having a drink in a bar, and this guy came up to me and he was talking away, and I was like, he's awful fucking forward. He's not a bit forward about being back, or a bit backward about being forward, as my mother would say. And I thought, he's just like came up to my table and took a seat next to me. And I looked at my mate and was like, you know, and I turned around and was like, he just sat down. And I realised he wasn't sitting, right? He was standing at the table. And I went, oh, right. And he proceeded to tell me right away, straight off the bat, that the reason that he has dwarfism is because his mum and his dad were cousins. Oh my God, this ties into what we were talking about. Hey. So he looked like he might have, I think he was Indian origin, but he was like, yeah, my mum and my dad are cousins, so that's why I ended up with dwarfism. And I was like, okay. But he turned out to be really, really sound. And we all get up to dance.
He's allowed to be?
Yeah.
Be careful out there, folks. There's an Indian dwarf. He's taking seats at bars.
It turns out.
Dangerous times.
It wasn't because he was a dwarf, buddy.
Oh, just because he was Indian? All right.
No.
That's better.
No. Because I thought he was a bit forward coming up and trying to chat me up. And then he thought he might have been a bit of a dick. But he was sound, right? So we got dancing, and then whenever we were doing this dance, it was I lifted him up, right?
You lifted him up?
Yeah. I thought it would have been a great time to do. It was like, you know, the Dirty Dancing super mix? And I thought, I lift him up. That'll be a great moment. You know, I've had it, and I owe it all to you. And I went to lift him, and the first thing I learned was that dwarves are actually the weight of regular-sized people, right? Like, it's like just all compressed.
They're surprisingly dense, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, low center of gravity. Really fucking hard to lift. And I do think I'm a bit strong. Like, but I was like, oh, so I'm lifting on him, right? And I just managed to spin him round once. Put him down. This is the God's honest truth. And I sat him down and I was like, yeah. You like that, did you? He just looked at me, and that was when I learned that people with dwarfism don't like to be picked up. And I was like, well, you don't like to be picked up, but you tried to pick me up.
What was his name?
Do you know, I'll tell you something, I can't remember. The next time I seen his face, he was actually on Lee Howard's Big News or whatever it is, you know.
You've just done my dad.
Was that who she picked up?
Sponsored by the car shop Warphone.
Russell Howard's good news.
Russell, his brother does one too.
He was on one of those and he was talking about how he shagged over 1,000 girls and I was like, that's the guy that tried to fucking pick me up.
Genuinely. Is this your dad? I genuinely.
No, my dad's not Indian.
Oh, he just likes a good Indian, you know what I mean? No, I can't. That's it for me. Oh. I'm done.
I actually.
You find.
I might know this guy. I'll talk to you. I might know.
Talk now.
I'll need to check if it's him.
Yeah.
You
it probably is him.
You get that to an extent. Where, like, people will, like, feel, like, because you're quite short, yeah. They can put their arms around you, yeah. Grab you a bit. But it must be fucking very annoying.
It's very annoying.
Has anyone lifted you for a dirty dancing?
No one's lifted me, bro. No. People try and go, oh, fuck. Yeah, no one lifts me.
See? I told you, they're heavy.
And also, they put their arms around me and I bite. So I fuck.
Do you bite?
Fucking hate being like people I don't know touching me.
I get that a lot though because I'm only 5 foot.
Yeah.
And people.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm 5 foot nothing. Like, and people tend to. Lean on me, you know. But I was at a concert before, and it was like my first concert that I went to where I didn't drink.
Right.
And I actually thought I was going to have a panic attack because, like, my sister-in-law kept walking up to me and just putting her hand up. Everybody was like using me as supposed to like prop them up, and I just was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
See, that's nice. People, and you come across quite cheeky when you're like, do you want to stop fucking touching me? Yeah.
Can you please?
And people are like, what's your problem? Like, you're touching me, you fucking freak. Get off me.
Your tongue's in my ear.
Yeah.
Bruna, what have you got any like gigs coming up? Do you want to plug your podcast?
Yes, I would. Fuck the gigs. They've got promoters. They're grand. If you fancy learning a new word every week and learning a new dirty word every week.
I need to learn words.
Learn words. Right. Yes. I should have gave you the other cup then, the one that has all the grammar and the words on the back of it. But yeah, my podcast is called Word Up. I shouldn't have called it Word Up. Because there's lots of things called Word Up. So whenever you Google it, like lots of things come up. So if you put Brona Diamond, Word Up in. The first episode was my good friend Willie T here. And it was brilliant. Fun. Yeah, troglodyte was our word, wasn't it?
Was troglodyte, yes.
It was troglodyte.
Don't know what that is.
That's why you need the podcast, man.
That's why you need the podcast. Actually, the first word was hun, but it was kind of, it ended up being a hun. A troglodyte is a hun.
Right.
So there you go.
But yes.
Yes, but if you fancy coming on for a bit of laughs.
Is it on all major platforms?
It is on all major platforms. And if you like and subscribe, I sound like those people my kids listen to. Do your kids watch those people on YouTube and they're all smash that
they're
like
way
button?
Too young, but I still probably see videos like that too.
Yeah. What age are your kids?
Like 3 and 1.
Oh, you have it all ahead of you then.
You're going to do Derry with us? You can't, yeah? You
yeah,
one
I would
of the
love
dates,
to.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Would you want it? Because Willie T's doing most of the tour too. Yeah, I'm going to have 2 support acts for most of the tour.
That would be brilliant.
Do you want to do an uprise too?
Yes. I would love that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I think you're brilliant.
That's
and I'd love
awesome.
To see you at more gigs because I think you're very,
yeah,
very funny. Very,
happy days.
Very
I'm in
original,
next
Bruna.
Month as well.
You what?
In August. I'm in... Sorry, say that again.
I thought you said Ramadan next month.
Ramadan? No, I couldn't starve myself for that long. I couldn't. Can't even do Lent. But I'm in Armagh next month. I'm doing
you're in
Armagh. I'll put all my gigs up on Instagram so people can see.
So saying, cut this if it's Shane said. Remember we did that football dome thing?
Yeah.
And they're saying to us, you could put a gig on in here, it'd be really good. And I was like, oh, could you fit people? And they're like, yeah, but 3,000 then for Ramadan.
Did they really? In a football place?
In an indoor football dome.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
3,000 like, for Ramadan. There's boys bouncing a ball around the edge of it being like, lads, winner stays on.
Yeah. Eat, pray, fuck off. Seriously. No, it's like, that is a bit weird. It's like, you can have a good comedy gig in here. We just had a brilliant mass.
1,500 a side.
Yes. I love it.
All right.
Oh, brilliant.
What? I know. Shut
but
up,
thank you for having me on. I've loved it.
No problem. Where'd this guy come from?
Was it body bags?
It was.
Was it body bags the whole
so.
Time?
Right. Thanks. Okay. I think it was. Willie T.
When
Ulster
this goes out, I assume I'll be in Edinburgh.
Right.
So
okay.
Come see me in Edinburgh if you're over.
Yep.
Good luck for Edinburgh.
Thank you very much. And Ulster Hall, very low tickets. So
yep.
Come get them if you can.
There'll only be a few left because you do a good show.
I'm on tour, shantalkcomedy.com for tickets. Thank you for watching and thank and cheers. September 23rd, SSA Arena.
We're in the last block of the tickets that we're allowed to sell, so come to that. It's going to be a great time. Thank you for listening. Thanks for watching. Bruna, thanks for coming on
Thank
for the first
you.
Time.
Thanks
Willie
for having
T.
me.
Always a pleasure, never
Thank
a chore.
Always a cliche, but never
floor.
A bore.
100%. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me, Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.